Te Whatu Ora is taking a scalpel to spending. In a letter to a doctor's union, it lists the things it's doing to actively manage personnel costs. Here's a taster. There will be no backfill on wards if staff are sick. The only exception is night shift. No more double shifts. That's overtime. No staff on call on public holidays. But at the same time, it is encouraging people to clear their leave balances and take days off around public holidays like Anzac Day. And Health New Zealand says lunch breaks need to be taken to avoid additional payments. Joining us now is the Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, Sarah Dalton. Kia ora, Sarah. What do you make of this?
Kia ora, Lisa. Wouldn't it be great if people were encouraged to take lunch breaks for the right reasons, not as a cost-saving mechanism? I think that's the massive disappointment here. Senior doctors have got, we think, about 1,000 years of accumulated annual leave, and there are reasons why that is the case, often around existing staff shortages and the difficulty of accessing long periods of leave. So to be asked to hurry up and take your leave before the end of the financial year is a bit silly.
Also, what happens with the people left behind, given they are saying, it appears, that they're providing limited backfill?
Yeah, it's just really concerning. You know, we have been in a situation of workforce shortages across our hospitals for years now. We are still waiting for meaningful inroads to be taken in terms of properly understanding workforce data, seeing realistic planning and progress around how we're going to fill those gaps. So, I don't know, this is a little bit fiddling while Rome burns, really.
What do you think it means for patient care?
Oh, look, you know, we have some of the best trained doctors, nurses, allied health professionals in the world. The people who are out there doing the hard yards in our hospitals will do everything they can to make sure patients are cared for appropriately and safely. But what I see this doing is adding yet another layer of pressure on those people who are on the wards. They are not being well supported to do that work, and this will open up more areas of risk in our view.
They have said in this that if people are sick, they're not going to bring in replacements, only if it's night shift. How serious is that?
I would prefer you talk to clinicians about the reality of that and what that looks like. I think I feel like a walking advert for presenteeism this week because, as you can hear, I've got a bit of allergy myself. But I think what it is hinting at is that it wants, I think it's putting pressure on people to go to work when they're a bit sick. And there is an opening paragraph that talks about, you know, we've had COVID, but now we have to do business as usual. I think there's going to be pressure on people to work when they're not well.
We know that the government wants savings. So if the cuts are not going to be made this way, how can they be made, Sarah?
Well, a lot of the rhetoric to date has been health services will not be a feature of the public service cuts, but clearly this is not the case. We're also hearing when we visit the districts that they are being required to make certain savings in their budgets. And for us, what this means is it's downward pressure on recruitment, on filling vacancies, and we're hearing some instances where there is an appointable candidate, we're talking about senior doctor roles here, that perhaps no appointment is being made. That's beyond distressing for our members.
Well, this letter actually says they want to give consideration to canning unfilled roles, don't they?
Yeah, they do say that.
Where does that leave your members?
Well, you know, struggling, you know. And of course, this becomes self-perpetuating past a certain point. Some services have lost further staff because the existing gaps have become intolerable for those who remain. And then it implodes. And, you know, we have seen that in obstetric services, in mental health services, in some medical oncology services, in radiation oncology services. I could go on. It's really distressing. It's incredibly worrying. And we don't see signs of coordinated, tangible investment or management around these things. And then we get letters like this.
It is tough economic times, though, and I'm sure you would acknowledge that. And there is limited money for many, many things. So is there any fat or inefficiency in the health system where gains can be made?
Well, if there is, it's not in our patient-facing clinical staffing. You know, our guys are really practiced at making do with Not much. So that's probably Te Whatu Ora Management's problem to examine and solve. I'm not best placed to comment on that, but I would say that if we're going into a situation of austerity, of cuts to public services, pulling away supports to people, that will is most likely having a negative impact on people's health and is likely to put our public health services under more pressure, not less. Now is not the time to cut back in what I think is the type of care that New Zealanders would consider should be there for them when they need it.
Sarah, it's a loaded word and we're almost out of time, but could you please tell me, austerity, that is what you think this is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate your time. That is Sarah Dalton, who is the Executive Director of the Association of Salaried Medical Specialists.